This is extremely unprofessional.
Hey, tell Xfinity that, man.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
What's up, guys? This is Zach, and you have just stepped into the dark blue. I've got whiskey today. I'm just going to start it out just plain and simple with that. I've got whiskey today. So Alex over here, he had Jameson on hand, and I thought that was pretty perfect because he and I have both recently had experiences in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna start off with a little spot of whiskey today, and just kick it off. Right,
I love that pop top sound, boy. Oh, so we should say slancha.
Slancha, indeed.
Yeah, there you go. Oh man, that's good.
I just poured a lot more than I meant to.
Obligated to drink it now.
I know, it's unfortunate. So I've got this Powers single pot still Irish whiskey that I brought back with me from the motherland.
beautiful.
And it's really nice. I was looking for something smooth but a little bit smoky on the earthy side, and I really like that. But it's got a good sweetness on the finish and that solid burn going down the throat, which is just nice and calming. So,
if you like whiskey, yes. If you like whiskey.
Exactly. So anyway, and you have yourself some Jameson over there.
Yeah, some regular three times distilled Jameson that I absolutely adore and love. I know you were just talking about how you wanted to get something that you couldn't really get here and bring it home with you. And I did the same thing. I went to most people know about the Temple Bar, and it's a big tourist bar in downtown Dublin. I spent a couple nights there, but if you go next door, you know, they own that whole section. They have a whiskey room where you can buy their whiskey. And that's what I brought home with me was Temple Bar whiskey. I can't remember like what it was aged or anything like that. I'm not going to lie. It's been a little bit, but
that's okay. I'm not expecting you to be an expert or anything.
Right. Cause I'm not, I will admit I like whiskey, but I'm not an expert. But yeah, so I brought that home, and that was probably one of the most expensive bottles of liquor I've ever bought. So, but it was totally worth it. I saved it for special occasions, lasted me a little bit. But yeah, so that's just something that we have in common there too, like bringing something home, you know, that's tied to your experience.
Yep, absolutely. I'm the type, I like to bring back things that are functional, you know. I'm not a fan of bringing back like trinkets that are just going to sit on a shelf, you know. So like my first international trip I ever took, I brought back a duffel bag made from Scottish wool, tweed.
Ooh,
and
okay.
Plaid, you know. And so it was just it's just really beautiful duffel bag that I still use all the time. So
no, that's very nice. So I have a very, very similar outlook as you. I don't like bringing home, like a lot of people collect shot glasses and magnets, postcards, you know, that kind of stuff. I just prefer to spend my money on the experiences while I'm there. And I'll get some trinkets for like family and stuff like that, because, you know, some family, you know, deserves some gifts and some small somethings while you're away. But like for myself, you know, when I was in the Caribbean, I came home with cigars. When I was in Ireland, I came home with whiskey, you know, stuff like that. Iceland, I came home with liquor as well, actually. So it's like,
did you bring back the rake of vodka?
Ooh, what? No, what did I bring? It was something completely different. But that I honestly don't remember, but it was good. Everything I've ever got was good, you know. I can do no wrong.
Nice. Yeah, I'm over here shooting pictures for Instagram while you're talking. Kind of multitask a little
about.
Bit.
No, to you.
But yeah, so how was your experience in Ireland, man? What did you think about it?
So I've been twice, and I did kind of loosely my own thing both times. The first time I went, I was there for 12 days, and I did a lot of the, I drove around the exterior of the entire island.
That's awesome.
So flew into Dublin, shot right up to Northern Ireland, went along the coast all around, hit up some spots in Northwestern Ireland, came all the way down through Galway, hit up, the Cliffs of Moher and all of that coming down. I mean, there's tons of stuff in between.
The Ring of Kerry and all that.
Yep. We did drive on the Ring of Kerry and all that. And the Blarney Stone was a must. So we just got there and did that and everything. So there were a couple things we missed out on just because we could have planned it a little bit better. But and then the second time I went was mostly Dublin and Southeastern Ireland with going back up to Belfast, because Belfast is an amazing town. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
That's a lot of cool
stuff to see. For those of you to
check out some of the art and everything, I've heard is really beautiful up there.
So the art is dope. I'm a huge history buff, and you know, we were all raised around, you know, the time that Titanic came out. And for a lot of people that don't know, Titanic was built in Belfast. And one of the coolest museums I have ever been to is the Titanic exhibit in Belfast. And it's actually on the site where the Titanic was built. And wow, it's just, that's awesome. It's very, very cool. I never thought I would like I didn't go to Ireland for that, but I was there and I went there. And not only that, but my family name, which is Milliken, they're from Northern Ireland. And nice. I was walking through the line and I have a very red beard and I'm growing it out, you know, while I'm there. And the guy comes up to me and he's like, "You're the Irish one," because of everyone in my group. I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." So, and this guy could just randomly spit off like, "Your family's from here. This is where they're from. This is the, you know, if they wore their coat of arms, this is how they were wearing." I'm like, he could be lying. I don't know. I wouldn't have known that stuff, but that's, it was just cool, so though. Cool to be engulfed in that environment for sure.
Makes you Ireland feel connected.
Yeah, absolutely. Ireland is by far one of my favorite places to be, period.
Cool. Yeah, man, I really enjoyed my trip as well, and just how friendly the people were, and the landscape was just amazing once you get out of the city, and I really would love to go back one day and see a little bit more of it, because I only got to see basically like the southern region of Ireland. So this last time you went was originally for a special occasion, I know. and things changed a bit for you in that aspect. And so I got to tell you guys real quick, Alex and I, we met, and I almost said John because you
know, yeah, John, you're Alex. Fine. Everybody knows, I go by John and I go by Alex. It's, my parents hated me as children, and they called me by my middle name, and I wanted to be called my first name. It's this whole thing, but you can call me either and you're right. So that's what's important.
Perfect. So Alex and I met through a mutual friend, Mikey Hoyle, and I actually did a recent episode with him and his wife. It's called the King and Queen of Spades, if you guys want to go back and listen to that one as well.
Spectacular couple. Wonderful couple.
Absolutely. Yeah. Super inspiring. Just really great people to be around. And, I found the same thing with you, getting to know you a little bit, and just watching your progression on Instagram that we're going to talk about a little bit later. Mm-hmm. It's just your mindset and your perspective on life is just really inspiring to me. And I really want to hear a little bit more about that in terms of, you know, what your Ireland trip was originally going to be and where you're at now with that. So do you mind telling a little bit of that story?
Oh, absolutely. It's part of my journey, right? My original second Ireland trip was supposed to be for me and my fiance at the time to get married. So we did not end up working out over the long run, and we decided to part ways due to mutual differences that we had in our relationship, for sure. And it was definitely an eye-opening experience. We spent 6 years together, and we wanted to do a destination wedding in Ireland. The funny thing is, it was very close to our trip. So we still ended up going on the trip together, which actually worked out. Like we weren't at each other's throats or anything like that. Very respectful of each other. And we ended up having a good time.
I'm sure having had that conversation before you went probably relieved a bit of stress that you guys were already feeling before that.
Yes, and it was a very important topic that needed to be discussed when you're going to make such a big, you know, journey together with somebody. And once you realize that, you know, the two of you aren't meant to be together for varying reasons, you can kind of move on a little bit. And there's still a little bit of stuff here and there, that awkwardness or some kind of uncomfortableness that's going on, because we spent 6 years together. And the cool thing about it, though, is there were several people who were coming to our wedding over in Ireland, and we extended the invitation to them, like, hey, you know, we were very apologetic, like, we're sorry that this isn't happening anymore. However, we paid for our trip, we're still going if you guys still want to come. So my sister and my brother-in-law came out, and my ex's best friend and her husband came out, and then two of my really, really good friends from, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, they came out as well. So as a group, we went and saw a bunch of the countryside and spent time with each of the groups that came out, and that's still cool. Turned out to be, yeah, a really, really good trip.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that, man. So yeah, I mean, that all goes down. It's good you had an amazing trip in Ireland still. Like, I think that shows a lot of growth and maturity when you can still make a trip like that with somebody that you shared your life with in that capacity. And so you come back from Ireland, and life is basically starting over, yeah?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Which, it blew people's minds that we still went on the trip together, but it's okay. I'm always the kind of guy who's going to do me, and I don't usually put a lot of stock into what, you know, people talk about. But yeah, coming back was a very, very loud awakening into my life. I was following the regular pattern that people do of, you know, working in a job, trying to support yourself, trying to further yourself as a human being, but I wasn't really doing a good job at that. I thought I was, but this moment of clarity really opened up my mind. And this was over a year ago. This all happened. So, I realized that I wasn't doing necessary things to be the type of person that I wanted to be. And I had lost a little bit of myself, and definitely changed for, it's hard to say for the worse, but just changed into another person that I didn't really recognize.
Which
is inevitable. You make compromises, and I wouldn't sit here and say that it was like her fault. I made certain changes to myself, and you look back and you're like, I probably wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for this situation or that situation. Like,
right. Of course
the fault is on me as a person of, kind of, you know, losing myself a little bit. One of the biggest things I did was I started going to therapy seriously for the first time in my life.
Oh, cool.
I'm an advocate for therapy. I'm proof that it works. However, I don't push it on anybody, because I know that everybody has their own issues, their own stories, their own way to deal with things. It's not for everyone, but I am a big advocate for at least trying it out, especially if you have, you know, internal struggles or demons or, you know, trauma, anything like that. It's done wonders for me. I feel like I'm a reinvigorated person, and
that's awesome.
I have a lot of that to owe to therapy. I also have a very dope therapist. I'm in the military.
That's very helpful.
I can have access to military therapists. However, I have a civilian, and he's very, very cool, very laid back. And, you know, he talks to me just like, it's honestly, it's kind of like me and you talking right now. That's his style.
That's
so
awesome.
It's very, very cool. So really had to, the biggest thing I like to say, and I told a friend this the other day, it's like, I hate it when people say like they wish for something to happen, because once you kind of like step back and realize how much of your life is truly inside your control.
Oh yeah.
It becomes different. And I know I'm saying like a lot of like cliche things, but they're true. You know,
yeah, that's really exactly it. Like, cliches are cliches for a reason, you know, because there's truth to them. So,
right. Yeah. And I'm in a position where, I'm in the military, so a lot of my existence right now is heavily controlled by forces I can't control. So I really do a good job latching out and realizing what I can control and working on those things for sure, because I have goals now, I have aspirations. And I was very complacent for a couple of years, and that's, again, not like me. So being on this kind of refinding myself becoming the person I want to be, which is now the most important thing in the world to me, has really opened my eyes, like I say. But
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I've been going through for like the last year.
It's, you can go one of two ways when you have a big event in your life like that, you know. You can go the direction where you just fall into depression and you allow it to take over you, and you continue down kind of that negative path that maybe you were on before, and get into, you know, just a lot of drinking, a lot of bad habits, bad health habits and things like that. Or you can just take the reins and take control and get better and heal and find a better place in life, you know?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, like, I don't know, I'm just a very, very positive person, but I'm also at the same time somewhat of a realist when it comes to it. I don't have that over optimist, except there's one area in my life that is very overly optimistic. I am a hopeless romantic. So like that is one thing that that I definitely do have going for me. But most other places I'm very, very grounded, but still optimistic, which I think is an importance to have a balance. Just like like you've talked about before in your podcast, like the balance is very, very important.
Yeah, balance, it really is. I mean, you can even overdo healthy habits sometimes if that's something, if you'd like takes over your life, and you know, it's the whole idea that anything in moderation is good for you.
Right.
Not good for you, but anything in moderation is okay.
Which we're gonna get into fitness and healthy habits here soon, and people are gonna think I'm at least a little bit crazy, but yeah, it's like the biggest thing I did for myself was I really sat back and, like I said, decided, like, who do I really want to be. I set out realistic goals, and the biggest thing is I haven't really dated. I've gone out on dates the last several months, but like I really took myself off the market for a long time, because even my ex-fiance, I went from one serious relationship to her very, very quickly. And
yeah,
I didn't have the proper healing time from that one. Well, baggage was brought on, issues were brought on. And so it's like, I anybody who takes time for themselves in this life, I have a very, very strong respect for, because it's not easy to do. People are going to be pulling you in different directions. People want to hang out or do this. And you really have to learn to, and I'm a people person, so it's hard for me to like say no to certain things and just be like, tonight I need to do this, because just like anything that happens in my life right now, my philosophy is you can change or do anything you want, but you have to follow the necessary steps to achieve that goal.
For sure. Yeah, man, I totally get that, because that's something I actually had to really focus on overcoming, as well as being a people pleaser and saying yes to things I didn't want to say yes to. And so, you know, in my mid-20s, you know, being a avid churchgoer at the time, I was really bad at saying no. And, you know, that environment kind of breeds people pleasers. And I get it. So you know, I was so busy and I was so stressed out all the time because people were constantly asking me to do something new. And finally realized that if I didn't start saying no, I was going to literally go crazy probably. So
yeah. And you get stressed real thin. Like and same thing in my early and mid-20s, I was very, very active. Still don't have like a family per se. I don't have children or anything like that. So I'm going through, you know, similarly, although I'm older and wiser, I feel like sometimes I take a couple of steps back, but where I'm at now, I'm so extremely happy. It doesn't bother me that I did. But in my early 20s, it was the same thing. Like, you have a bunch of friends running around. Everybody is kidless. Most people aren't married. Everybody's just trying to have fun, be entertained, or, you know, have a hustle of some sort. And you want to be involved in all these different things. And you just kind of get pulled away. And it eats up a lot of your time. As a people pleaser, I can, you know, relate to you with that. I didn't spend any time in my house in my early 20s because I was always somewhere else with other people. Like,
pay rent.
Yeah, why do we even have a place?
Basically just using it as storage.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, so, but over the last year or so, you did something pretty big for yourself, though.
I almost did something pretty big for myself.
Well, I mean, it was kind of out of your control that you couldn't. But, I mean, you did make some pretty big changes in your life.
The Rona.
That jerk.
Yes. So a lot of people see the physical changes I've made. And I like to tell everybody that I talk to about it. They're a big representation of the mental changes that I've made.
Absolutely.
Because I have always been an athlete. I've always been somebody who likes to participate in sports. I enjoy weightlifting. I don't like running, but I do like being active and being, you know, physically fit. However, over the past probably 7 years, I've just been on this roller coaster of I'm in really good shape, I'm in really bad shape, really good shape, really bad shape. And there wasn't a lot of goals for me. Like I said, I was very complacent for several years. So one of the goals I had was I work out at a very, very nice gym in Lacey called West Coast Fitness. And it's a good gym for everyone, but there are some amateur bodybuilders that work out there. And I got involved in the community in a little bit. So I started on my 15-week journey to do my first bodybuilding show.
That's awesome. And guys, this Alex seriously did it right. Like, I remember talking to him as he was kind of starting this journey and some of the changes he was making in what he was eating and just his kind of daily habits. And just, it was super admirable how he was able to create consistency in his life when it came to these new habits. And I just saw such an amazing, just surprisingly fast progression of Alex just really changing shape, you know? And it's just, it really is indicative of your mental health in a lot of ways. The way you take care of your body is pretty typically the same way you take care of your mind, you know?
Yeah. And, it can be a reflection.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's really cool to watch that progression in people when it happens. And so I've been really impressed with what you've done. And if you guys want to go and check out some of Alex's transitions, you can go to Instagram at what's your Instagram handle?
It's at John Alex Lucic. Like I said, both names.
There you go. John Alex Lucic, L-U-C-I-C.
Yep. And they can see my dogs too.
Yeah, check out his dogs, his two huskies. They're pretty beautiful and fun.
It's the only reason people really talk to me is the huskies.
Just for the dogs.
Yep.
I think that's a lot of the reason people own dogs is just to, you know, to have a conversation starter.
Yeah, you know, it happens. You know, I've actually made a friend through Instagram who hit me up because of the dogs.
That's funny. Like, how would you say you have changed through starting your journey, your physical journey for bodybuilding, to where you're at now? How have you changed as an individual?
So just to put a disclaimer out there, I'm not an expert on anything. I definitely had a support system of friends at the gym, friends outside of the gym. I actually used a personal trainer for a part of the journey, and a lot of internal support from myself, but I'm one of those people who also gets driven off of external support. A lot of people, like, they're gonna have that feeling of, like, if somebody comes up and says, hey, you're doing very well at something, it might be like, oh, that's nice to hear. But for me, that's like candy. And I just, the biggest thing you have to be aware of is what type of person you are. And yeah, whether or not you're happy with that and change it or don't. I'm okay with the fact that, you know, if somebody gives me a compliment, it makes me feel good about myself, because I also know that if I'm falling short internally, I can still check myself, or if I'm doing well, I can still give myself, you know, an attaboy, and it means equally the same.
Yeah, but, totally. And real quick, if you guys don't really know what your strengths are and things that just your personality type, one of the things I recommend is Strengths Finder 2.0 book. It's a little book, it's an easy read, and you can pick it up on Amazon or whatever, but just check out Strengths Finder 2.0 and it will just help guide you a little bit as to, you know, what type of person you are and how to kind of move forward with certain things in your life.
Oh, nice. Hey, good plug. but yeah, so really changing my mental state was actually first, I started taking my care of myself more mentally. Meditation doesn't really work for me. I have ADHD and I get like super, super bored and super fidgety really easily. I still do it occasionally, but I can only do it for like 3 or 5 minutes. And then like my internal, like, just self wants to explode. Yeah. So
that's therapy, that's cardio for me.
Yeah. Therapy, meditation, whatever's going to work to get that mental release. And then I literally was eating a bag of Skittles, and I mean like a big bag of Skittles. I mean, it was the $2 bag of Skittles, and I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this is exactly what I don't want to do. So I literally had the bag of Skittles in my hand. I called up my friend who's a personal trainer. I'm like, hey, this is where I'm at weight wise. I'll send you a picture later. There's a bodybuilding show coming up in almost, it's just under 16 weeks. Could I do it? And I sent him the picture and I gave him all of my, and he's like, we can do it. So that very, very next day, I went from eating a bag of Skittles, which I didn't even finish. I threw it away, which anybody who knows me knows that Skittles are my choice.
They're sacred.
They are sacred, 100%. But I went from eating that bag of Skittles, threw it away, to the very, very next day. That night, I went to the store and I bought all the food he told me to, which I know a lot about it already. I really do, but I definitely needed that extra knowledge and guidance.
Implementing the habits and everything.
Well, it's just like anything else too. It's a community, man. Like,
In
my opinion, there's no such thing as a lone wolf. A lot of people will say they're lone wolves, but even people that I've talked to who are quote unquote lone wolves, they have somebody or something driving them or supporting them or have helped them out. Like very few people, and I mean very few people, have literally no outside influence. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger had a team training with him. You know, he had Franco Colombo as one of the best training partners, he says, you know, ever in the world. So you have something. So that community is very, very important to me, especially at the gym I go to. So, and then I started making my prep food and I started making all the changes I need to. So I went from drinking and eating like crap to eating 100% healthy. And I didn't cheat, binge, or drink alcohol the entire 15 weeks of my prep, except for I had 2 shots of tequila on Martin Luther King Day. Just to celebrate.
Gotcha.
So it was one of the quickest turnarounds of anything I've ever really done in my life, especially I did have a couple of cheat meals. They're called refeed meals that help you kind of like restart your metabolism and
give
you
some extra
nutrients. Yeah. It's kind of like a cheat meal, but it's more strategic in your meal plan. So I did have some like good food and stuff like that, but I mean like no artificial sugar. Like it was just a huge 180 turnaround.
Yeah. No processed foods, none of that. Mm-mm. Like, yeah, that's super important to cut out. And you know, what's crazy to me is like how much of an impact your, like how much things are tied together between your mind and your stomach and the rest of your body, you know? And it's just that there's, I like to talk about the original YMCA slogan, which is mind, body, spirit. And those things are so legitimately connected. It's crazy.
The three pillars.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Yep. And so once you start to get one of those in order, the rest kind of follow behind to a degree, you know, and it all kind of comes together, which is pretty cool. So likewise, if one falls and you let one go, then you're likely to for the others to follow that direction as well. So
it's about momentum. It really is.
Yep, definitely. And actually, so for another quick little shameless plug, I know you've probably heard about Sheath. We're listening to the other episodes. And that's actually one of the big reasons that we have paired with Sheath, is to kind of create those pillars.
Hey, check this out. If you haven't tried Sheath underwear yet, I can tell you from experience, it will change your life. It's got not one, but 2 pouches for your bits and pieces. It's basically like upgrading from a studio apartment to a 2-bedroom house for your junk. I won't wear anything else at this point. I've replaced my entire underwear drawer with Sheath. So if you want to try it out for yourself, you can get 25% off by going to sheathunderwear.com and use promo code DARKBLUE, all caps, DARKBLUE.
And that's one of the big reasons I wanted to talk to you today, because I really love seeing that. Like I said, I love seeing that progression with you and just how you've gone from, you know, kind of the struggle, the trauma, to where you're at now in this place where you're just happy and you're healthy and you're ready to create positive change in your life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's a big thing too, because to finish out the little bit of the story that has a relation to that, I was 10 days out from my bodybuilding show, and then it was canceled because of Corona.
Ah, yes. That's pretty key information there.
That is the unhappy ending to my story so far.
Well, how did that impact you though? Like all that work you put in, like what was your response to that happening?
I had a very positive reaction to it, especially at first. I was very disappointed because I had made such progress and made so many sacrifices, because anybody who knows anything about bodybuilding is it gets tougher and tougher the closer you get, and you're cutting more and more things out of your diet and working hard and in a depleted state. You basically hate life, especially for the last several weeks. And for it to be canceled only 10 days out, it's extremely like mentally just fatiguing, like 100%. However, I was able to bounce back. Losing the show wasn't what mentally like messed me up a little bit for a little bit, because the show got canceled and gyms were still open for a little bit. So I was still going, I was still eating healthy, you know, and I was still, I was relaxed because I wasn't going to do a show anymore. So I'm like, I can eat, you know, some junk here and there. But once the gyms closed down, that actually hit me hard mentally. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still in decent shape, but I'm not where I was, which is normal. I wasn't about to walk around at 5% body fat all year long or anything like that.
Right. So, yeah. That could be dangerous. Right. But yeah, right. your community got taken away essentially.
Exactly. So I lost the community. I lost the gym and all that kind of stuff. So I've been doing like at home workouts or working out with a buddy of mine, but it's been super inconsistent and just trying to hold on to as much as I can and praying for the gyms to open up again June 15th, and I'll do whatever it takes. I'll wipe down all the equipment 18 times if they need me to. I cannot wait to get back.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, yeah.
But I also admit that I have a good environment. I don't have like high risk people in my life or anything like that. It's really just me and my dog. So I know that like I can, you know, take the risk, and taking all the precautions I can, you know, do it safely.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And that's great. Yeah. And so I think that's a really good point to kind of start wrapping it up a little bit. I just want to encourage you guys, just take note of this, and just remember that when these things happen and things come up that kind of put roadblocks in the way of the things that you were working toward, it's okay. Those roadblocks will be removed. You can remove them. You can find ways to get around them. And while things might get a little difficult for a little while, there's always going to be an end in sight. And hopefully it's June 15th.
Exactly. And like, you can stumble, you can fall, you can even stop completely. It's just like, it's never the end of the road until like the end is here. You know what I mean? So it's like, even though I struggled with myself a couple years and my mental and physical state was going up and down, like obviously my little story or journey or whatever you want to call it isn't over, because, you know, I went through some major changes in my life and came out on the other end, and it's kind of like a look at me now and all that kind of stuff. The most thing I'm proud of is definitely my mental state. Actually talking to you know, having a community of people to talk to and having, you know, a professional to talk to even for a little bit to get a handle and perspective on things. And now I feel more of myself than I ever have. I'm the happiest I've ever been, and it's progressing forward. And that allows me to spend time doing other things that I love, like lifting weights and, you know, hopefully competing again next year since I didn't get to compete this year.
Yeah, totally, man. That's so exciting. Well, I got to tell you, man, I really appreciate your perspective on all of this. And I really hope that you guys have been able to take something away from this and a little bit of positivity and something to build yourself up and move things forward in your life a little bit. So thank you so much for joining me, Alex. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm very, very happy. And I appreciate you taking the opportunity to let me join you on here, man. I love it. Keep it up.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Sláinte.
Sláinte.
I want to thank you for venturing into the dark blue with us today, where we're always striving to foster a community of peers which empowers mental wellness, positive growth, and social awareness. If you like what we're doing and would like to support our community, you can purchase a pint glass or t-shirt from Sheath Underwear via the link on our merch tab at www.intothedarkblue.com or message us to make a one-time donation. All proceeds go to men's mental wellness initiatives. If you ever need a listening ear, feel free to message us on the website or at @into_the_dark_blue on Instagram. If you have an emergency or need help from a professional therapist, we offer several resources on our Get Help page. Last but not least, know your limits and drink smart. Cheers.